meet his friends. This year should be his Pesachos Rabbi Rami Marasi, and the Schus of Moshe Gabriel Ben Yehudis, and the Schus Reb Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatz in the first halacha, first parak in the fifth halacha writes, Chametz shenis arev bedavra achir toch Pesach, chametz that was mixed in with something else during Pesach. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, whether it's the same type of food or a different type of food. Hareza oser b'chol shu, what aser is even in a kol shu. B'chametz yisrael shar v'lava Pesach aser b'anayev. Chametz of a Jew, which was over l'lava Pesach, where Pesach passed over it, and it was chametz of a Jew, so after Pesach, the din is that it's aser b'hana. Im nis'arev, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, hareza mutter l'ochlo, achar ha-Pesach. If it got mixed in, whether it got mixed in bimino, same type of food, or shelo bimino, a different type of food, it's mutter to eat it after Pesach. Shelo kansu va'asur ala b'chametz atzmo. So the only knas is the chametz itself. Aval ha'tarovus muteres ba'achila ala achar ha'Pesach. But tarovus, the mixture, is mutter after Pesach. Ma'acholas asuros perektes vav alachates writes that the reason Pesach is aser b'mashehu is because a davar sheyesh lo, which is and it's a davar because a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that the tarovas is going to be mutter lachar Pesach. In other words, normally we have a din of bittel, but Pesach, but chametz that got mixed in with non-chametz, there's going to be no bittel, not bebrov, not beshishim, because it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's going to have a heter after Pesach. The tarovas, the mixture, is going to be permitted after Pesach, and davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's no bittel. And the Rambam continues, Perek Tesvav Alacha Yud Beis, Yerli Shafilu Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Im Nis'arev B'She'eino Mino V'lo Nasan Tam Mutter. So he says, I think that if you have a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, even though it's Yerli Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's going to be Mutter, and therefore there shouldn't be Bittul, but if it was Nis'arev B'She'eino Mino, and also it wasn't Nasan Tam, then it is Mutter. So you have a Heter here from the Rambam of davar sheyesh lo matirin, when it's misarev b'she'eino mino and it doesn't give tam, gets mixed in with a different min and there's no nesinas tam, it is permitted if it doesn't give off taste, doesn't give off flavor. Ve'al tatme al chametz b'pesach, and don't ask me kashas on chametz on Pesach, that we say there's no bittel. Shatayra amra kol machmetzis lo sochei lufi gechmir bo kamo shebiarnu. Now there the Torah says, Kol Machmetzis Lasochelu. Torah is very machmir about chametz. Chametz is a chi of kares. And therefore we have a chumra when it comes to chametz, that even if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even when there's bittel, and it's bittel shelo b'mino, and it's not no same tam, it is still going to be aser. And the Rambam explained this, he says, Kamo shebiarnu, in an earlier halacha, so we have a special chumrah when it comes to chametz, that even though normally davar sheyesh lo matir and it's misarev b'she'eino mino and it's not no same time, it's mutter, but chametz b'pesach, we have a special chumrah that it is aser. And there's no bittel at all, And again, after Pesach, it's going to be mutter, because the only knas is on non-tarovis, but if it's a tarovis, it's mutter after Pesach. So yes, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and normally the Rambam holds davar sheyesh lo matirin is arev b'she'eino min avlonas and tam mutter, but chametz is an exception. The makor of this halacha is Psachim Chavtes Amid Beis Amar Rav Chametz B'Pesach Chametz B'Zmano, etc., etc. The Gemara here is a whole discussion. Is there Bittul? Is there not Bittul? When is there Bittul? And then Rava Paskins LaHalacha Chametz B'Zmano Bein B'Mino Bein Shelo B'Mino Aser B'Mashu Chametz that got mixed in on Pesach, whether it's B'Mino or Shelo B'Mino, it's aser even with a mashu kerav, like Rav Paskin, and shelo bismano after Pesach, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, it's mutter, kerebi shimon. So after chametz shabalav Pesach, that was misarev, is going to be mutter, like Rebbe Shimon holds, even if it's no saint tam, doesn't matter, because chametz doesn't answer the Tyroves, and that's how the Rambam paskins that we have a Tyroves chametz after Pesach, it's mutter. The Gemara concludes, Umi Amar Rava Hachi, did Rava really say this, that chametz shavar lav Pesach doesn't answer the Tyroves, like according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon made a knas, and he asked chametz shavar lav Pesach, even though it's not d'oraisa, but he still asked chametz shavar lav Pesach. However, Rav Abaye Rabbi Matzah, see Rav Abaye Rabbi Matzah. So Gemara says to answer this kasha. So, if it's true, then it should also ask the tarovas. So Gemara says, no, hani mili, that the Reb Shimon made a knas and chametz shavar lav Pesach. Is dafka chametz that's be'ene, that's b'fnei atzmo. Ba'al de taroves, Rabbi Shimon didn't aser. And the Rambam understood in the Gemara that it's aser b'mashu who is kirav. Now Rav said earlier in the Gemara that all asurim are b'mashu. The Rambam doesn't paskin that all isurim are b'mashehu. But chametz is going to be asir because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, there's no bittul. The Ramban and the Milchamos, Parakol Shah, asks on the Rambam that we see that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Chametz Bizmano is Batal, and this Gemara in Daf Chavtes, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chametz Bizmano, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino, Aser Bino Saint Tam. So Chametz Bizmano. Chametz that got mixed in on Pesach, whether it was Misarev Bimino or whether it was Misarev Shelo Bimino, it's only Aser if it's no Saint Tam. If it's not no Saint Tam, then it's Batal. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that chametz bizmano is batal if it's not no saint tam, and it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's pashut that everybody holds. that davar sheyesh lo matirin isn't batal. If so, what's the machlokas between him and Rava? That according to the Rambam, Rava holds that chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that's why the Rambam answers even b'mashu. So why is it that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is bittul for chametz? Aye, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, there should be no bittul. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there is bittul for chametz, and Rava, who holds that there's no bittul for chametz if it's misarif bismano, if it got mixed in on Pesach? That's the question. The Ran in Pesachim argues with the Rambam, and he taines that chametz is not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since chametz be'ein has no matirin, and it remains aser even after Pesach, and only a tarovis doesn't have a knas of chachamim and his mutter after Pesach. But since chametz itself has no matirin, if it's not mixed in, it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Unlike the Rambam holds as a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because after Pesach it's going to be mutter in a tarobas. And the Ran says no, it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because chametz bein has no matirin, and it remains aser even after Pesach. So it emerges that the Rambam holds that the tarobas is mutter after Pesach, and therefore it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the Ran holds that it doesn't help us that it's the tarovas is mutter after Pesach. It's not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. So we'd like to understand what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. So you want to understand what the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is. And we want to Rava and Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me. Rabbi Yochanan is always arguing with Reish Lakish. And we want to understand what the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran is. So we'd like to be makdim, and this is based on the Sefer Beis Shammai, which was written by a Tzaddik Niskov, whose name was Hagon Rav Shammai Tzan. So we want to be makdim and explain the famous machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. If there's a din bittel barov, only min b'she'eno mino. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda famously holds there's only bittul barov if it's min b'she'eno mino. The Rabbanan hold no, that even if it's min b'mino, it's the same two types of foods. There's also bittul midaraisa, it's bittul barov. So Rabbi Yehuda holds rak min b'she'eno mino is bittul, and the Rabbanan hold even min b'mino is bittul. What's the machlokas? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din bittul barov is a din to paskin that the miut no longer exists in the mitzias. That the din bittul is a mitzias of bittul. Since there's no more tam, it's kemi she'eno. And that's only shayich min b'she'eno mino. That if you have a non-min, min A mixes in with min B, so b'mitzias it's batal, because now it tastes like min B. Since it tastes like min B, so b'mitzias we see min A as if it's batal. But min b'mino, like the Ran holds in the Darim and Beis, the miut and the rov are mechazek each other, because it's one min. So you can't talk about bittul. If min A falls into min A, and what falls in is aser, then the iser is mechazek the heter. So you can't say that there's bittul here, because bittul is the opposite min. The opposite min is mevatalit. It's mevatel et b'metzias. But if it's the same min, it's actually mechazik the. The heter is mechazik the iser. So that's all Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon of the Ran is the Chazina the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda difficult b'min b'mina v'batal olo b'mina b'perik ha-komets rabba d'shnei mikra ha-hichad darishu v'lakach midam ha-par midam ha-sar v'pishtam ha-shal d'par m'ruba karilei dam ha-sar ha-ma lo batil because Rabbi Yehuda ha-hina time ishim d'min b'mina lo batil. If you should call darishu dam lechaveru, anything that's similar, you have two types of dam. If it's similar, ain't machlisha mavatul elam amido machasko. It doesn't weaken it, strengthens it. And because of this, Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is not batul. Rabbanan lo mashmahachi lewahachi. Yekom kol min b'mino disavheter ainam dom zelaze. But the rabbis hold no. If one is iter heter and one is iser, then there is bittul. So, when it comes to min b'she'eno mino, so one min is mevatel the other min. There's bittel, because there are different types. So, type A is bittel and type B. But when it comes to the same min, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is mechazik the other. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that when there's a rov, so there's bittel because it's called bittel b'metzius, and you follow the rov. Now it's called after the rov, and then midrabbanan. If there's no time, then you can eat it. If there's shishim, but min b'mino. The meat and the rover machazik each other. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan hold that there's another din bittel. And that is that even though the miut is not considered kamisha eno, but the Torah is machadish that the din heter of the rov is mispashit on everything. And the iser becomes mutter. Because of this, even though it's still here. In other words, when you talk about min b'she'eno mino, you see the eno min as if it's not here anymore. When you talk about min b'mino, then you view it as it is here. You view it as if it is here, but it still follows the shame of the rov. Min b'she'eno mino, it's considered batel b'metzias. Min b'mino, it's not batel b'metzias, because you need something different, but the Torah is mechadesh that the din heter right here talking about iser and heter, so it is different in that way. So the heter, it's called al shema heter, not al shema iser, even though the iser is still ba'olam. So yesh lachgor b'shitas rabban, what's the gather of din bittel b'she'eno mino? Do they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it's din bittel shalom etzius? So it would come out that according to the Rabbanan, there are two types of bittel. One is a bittel of metzias, and one is that the iser is bittel because the heter is mispashet. Right? Because again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'she'eno mino is bittel because it's called bittel b'metzias. The heter is mevatel the iser. The min ha-mutter is mevatel the min ha-aser. And according to And that's all min b'she'eno mino. And if it's min b'mino, Rabbi Yehuda hold it's no good, and the rabbis hold it is good, the rabbanan hold it is good, because it's, you're right, there's no bittel here, but it still follows the shame of the rof, shame of the heter. But what about the rabbis in min b'she'eno mino? Do they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and then there are two types of bittel? There's bittel b'metzias and bittel of following the shame heter? Or do we say no? That they hold there's no such thing as bittel b'metzias. It's always a bittel of the iser. In other words, it follows the shem heter. Now you have this whole tarovis. It's nikra al shema heter. So that's the chakira. How are Rabbanan learning pshat in bittel min b'mino? Min b'she'eno mino, like Rabbi Yehuda, or like they learn in bittel min b'mino, that it follows the shame of the rov. With MS, we can add that how is it possible to learn two dinim of bittel from one pasuk, right? It's learned from a pasuk, the din bittel. How do you learn two different dinim? So we can say that according to this shita, the din bittel min b'mino, even though there's no bittel mitzias, that's not shayach here. How is it shayach? You have two minim. How is it batel b'mitzias? You need the opposite to be mevatel, but here it's the same. Nevertheless, there's bittel ha'iser, that the hispashtus of the heter of the rov causes that the sibas ha'iser is batel and no longer exists. And just like there's bittel b'metzias, b'tarovus min b'eino mino, so too there's bittel ha'iser b'min b'mino. We can say that min b'mino isn't bittel b'metzias, obviously. But there's bittel of the iser because the heter is mispashet. And therefore the sibas iser is now bittel because it's not called, it's called al shema heter, not al shema iser. And just like there's a din of bittel b'metzias, b'tarovus min b'she'eno mino, so too there's a bittel iser and the din of min b'mino. So both of them are talking about bittel. We're either mevatel b'metzias, min b'she'eno mino, or we're mevatel the iser, if it's min b'mino. Now, that's all if there are two different types of bittel. But let's say we say like the second side we said before, and that there's only one type of bittel, and that is there's a bittel iser whether it's min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. So let's say we say that there's only one type of bittel, that it's hispashtus, that the heter spreads out of the spashtus, a heter shel harov ala miut, that most of it is mutter, and therefore that heter spreads out even on the miut. So what that would mean is that the sibas ha'iser nisher, that the reason for the iser remains, because the metzias is still there. The metzias of iser is still there. So the sibas ha'iser is still there. Just the rov is matir, this iser of the miut. It's like it's pushed away. Even though be'emes, the metzias didn't change. And there's still a sibas ha'iser. So again, we can either say that there's bittel on both ends. There's bittel ha'metzias in min b'she'eno mino, and there's bittel ha'iser min b'mino. Or we can say that there's no bittel b'metzias, it's just a hispashtus of a heter, and that the sibas ha'iser is still there. We don't say that the sibas ha'iser is bittel. There's still a sibas ha'iser, just the rov is gover. Because it's mostly the rov is het there, so we follow that rov. Even though there's still a sibas ha'iser. So either we can say that there's bittel min b'she'eno mino on the metzias, and min b'mino, there's bittel on the iser, because it follows the rov het there. Or we can say that whether it's min b'min or min b'she'ein or mino, there's no bittul b'metzius. And all there is you just follow the, there still is a sibas iser, but you just follow the shame of rov heter. But either way you look at it, it's the same yisod, meaning either it's bittul, either bittul hametzius or bittul haiser, and therefore it could be learned from one pasuk, or it's that you just follow the shame rov, even though the sibas iser is still there. So it could be that that's the, and that would depend on machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. And the reason of Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. Right, we all know in the Gemara it says that if Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, it's not Batel even with 1,000 times. Rashi, at the beginning of Beitzah, says that the reason is that before you eat it Be'isser, eat it Be'heter. Ad She Teuchal Be'isser, Teuchal Be'heter. Why eat it now Be'isser, eat it later Be'heter. And the Ran there in Adarim explains l'shitaso that be'emes, even the rabbis are moda, that you need an inyan of min b'she'eno mino legabe bittel. It's not that the rabbis hold you don't need min b'she'eno mino. Even the rabbis agree that you need min b'she'eno mino. So how do they allow min b'mino? And the answer is there's also a difference between the miyud and the rov. In min b'mino, that the miyud is iser and the rov is heter. The miyud is iser and the rov is heter. She'af al pi shehem mimin echad, yesh din bittel. There's bittel because there's an inyan of eino mino. There's a conceptual eino mino. One is heter and one is iser. So that's how the Ran understands bittel when it comes to iser min bimino according to the Rabbana, because one's the heter is mefatel the iser. But if it's a davar sheish lo matirin, in the end it's going to be mutter anyway. There's not a big enough difference. Normally we say the heter is mevatel the iser, but here even the iser is a little heterdik, so it's not such a contrast. In other words, we need a contrast to create a bittel, but here it's a shvacha contrast because even the iser is going to become mutter. So therefore we say if it's a davar sheish lo matirin, there's no bittel because there's not a strong contrast, because they're both eventually going to be heter. One's heter now and one's later going to be heter. So there's no bittel. Hashem gave davar sheish lo matirin. Mashain kain. If it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, so if something falls into a different min, then there is going to be bittul. Not only a davar she'ein lo matirin, but even a davar sheish lo matirin. If you have a davar sheish lo matirin that falls into a different min, so what's going to be the din? The din is that we have two contrasts now. You have one contrast of heter and iser, which is a little bit of a contrast, because if it's a davar sheish lo matirin, eventually the iser is going to become heter. But right now it's iser, and together with that, you have the chilek in metzias. And what's the chilek in metzias? The chilek in metzias is that you have two different minim. So if it's a davar sheish lo matirin min b'mino, there's going to be no bittel, because we don't have enough of a contrast. Because the iser and the heter, even the iser is going to become heter. So since the iser is going to become heter, what do we say? Not enough of a contrast to create bittel. So afilu be'elef lo batel. But if it's min b'she'eino mino, then you have the slight contrast that now we're dealing with the Isser and Heter, even though later we won't be. And the fact that they're two different minim, min b'she'eino mino, so that already is enough to create bittul. So Rashi holds Davar Shishla Matir and Zeno Batel Filipe Elif because why eat it be'isser if you can eat it be'heter? And the Ran holds that Davar Shishla Matir and isn't Batel even be'elif because you don't have enough of a contrast. We're dealing with min b'mino, then the contrast of Isser v'Heter isn't very strong at all, because later on the Isser is going to become Heter. So there's no room to say bittul here. So therefore there's no bittul if it's Davar Shishla Matir and min b'mino. And Rashi holds, Ad sh'tochlenu b'heter, be'isser, tochlenu b'heter, why not eat it later on b'heter? Now, according to Rashi, a Davar Shishla Matirin is Batel when it's Misarif B'She'eino Mino. So how do you explain that? If it's B'She'eino Mino, so you have a contrast between Min and Eino Mino. So it's explained by the Shach and Yaradei in the name of the Taras Chatas and Simon Kuf Beis and also in the Taz, that since there's no shame shel Isser, the shame of the Rov is Gover, it's not called the Davar Shishla Matirin, because Shebishasha, it's when now that the Miyud is becoming Mutter, it has a different name, it has the name of the Rov. Since it has the name of the Rov, so you can't call it Isser anymore. Davar Shishla Matirin is a problem because this Isser is later on going to become Heter. So why eat it be'isser if you could eat it be'heter? Why eat it be'isser if you could eat it be'heter? So the teretz is that now it's not called Isser because it's called after the shame of the Heter. That's according to Rashi. So now we get to the explanation of the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran about Davar Shishla Matirin. The Ran holds that even according to the rabbis, there's bittul b'mitzias. Even the Rabbanan hold there's bittul b'mitzias. Remember, Rabbanan hold there's bittul if it's min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. And we declared, do the rabbis hold it's the same svara for both, that there's bittul or no? That by one there's bittul b'mitzias, and by min b'she'eino mino and min b'mino there's no bittul b'mitzias, but there's a bit because that's there's not a contrast, but there's bittul for another reason. There's bittul because of Isser v'Heter. So the Ran holds, right, that's the contrast. So the Ran holds that when it comes to min b'she'eino mino, the Rabbanan hold that the bittul is b'mitzias. The min ha-heter is mevatul b'mitzias, the min ha-isser. That's min b'she'eino mino. Min b'mino, there's no bittul b'mitzias. But there's bittul of the Isser, because the Heter, the contrast of the Heter, is Mevatel the Isser. The only thing is, let's say it's a Davar Shishla Matirin. That's not strong enough. The Isser is not strong, the Heter is not strong enough to Mevatel the Isser. It's not enough of a contrast. Because the Isser isn't even going to stay Usser. Even the Isser is becoming Mutter. So since the Isser is becoming Mutter, it's a weak contrast. So therefore, there can't be Bittul if it's a Davar Shishla Matirin. If it's min b'mino, because you need a strong contrast. So if you have two different mitzvios, so one mitzvios mevatel, the other mitzvios min b'she'eino mino, so you can have bittul. But if it's the same mitzvios, and it's just two different dinim, then you're not going to have bittul. You're not going to have bittul, because the mitzvios of Isser is very shvach. The mitzvios of Isser isn't so pronounced, because later on it's going to become heter. Aber bedarf es Eishlam Atir, und einsam mit Zius Shel Isser. She Adome Le Min B'Shein Omino. It's not a Mitzvah of Isser that it's going to be similar to Min B'Shein Omino, if it's Min B'Mino. Shrei L'machri Yamutter, because tomorrow it's going to be Mutter. U'B'Shvil Zein O Batel. And for this reason, there's no Bittel. That's all if it's a Darvish Yishlo Matirin of Min B'Mino. But a Darvish Yishlo Matirin Shenis Arev Be'Ein Omino. But let's say you have a Darvish Yishlo Matirin, and it's Min B'Shein Omino. Halo Yeshkan Beis Minim. Here you have two contrasting types of food. And here there's Bittel B'Mitzias. Ela Shetzrichim Shebemiut Yiyah Ha'Isser Kadesh Yenafkusa B'Bittel Zeh. Al Kolpanim, you need that the Miut should have Isser, there should be a Nafkamina. If they're both Heter, there's no Nafkamina. They're two different meaning. So you need the Nafkamina that there's Isser involved. Rak Oz Shaykhdin Shel Bittel. There's only Shaykhdin of Bittel if you have some sort of Nafkamina La'alacha. And for that, the Isser Over is enough for us. The passing Isser is enough for us to be considered Isser. So it's Mamish Gevaldik. Now we understand, according to the Ran, B'Behiris Gedola, B'Mufla, what's the difference between Min B'Mino and Min B'She'eno Mino and Dervish Yishlo Matirin. If it's a Min B'She'eno Mino, so you have the Mitzius of the Heter, is Mevatel and Mitzius of Isser. And there needs to be a nafkamina lahalacha. What's the nafkamina lahalacha? That there's Isser involved. And even though it's a Darvish Yishlo Matirin, but it's enough, the little bit right now that it's Isser, that contrast of two minim is enough to create the bittel, and there's enough of a nafkamina lahalacha that right now this is considered Isser and this is considered Heter. Even though later on the Isser is going to be considered Heter, that doesn't bother us. Because right now you have two different minim, and you also have the contrast of Isser and Heter right now. So therefore, even though it's a Darvish Yishlo Matirin, there's going to be Bittel. Masha'en Kain, if you have Min B'Mino and a Darvish Yishlo Matirin, so there, that's already a Shvach HaKai. You don't have the same species, so there's no Bittel B'Mitzias. And all you have is the contrast between Isser and Heter, but even the Isser isn't so Isserdik, because eventually it's going to become Mutter. There, we don't say Bittel. Darvish Yishlo Matirin ain't no Bittel. So that's Pshat Naran. Ulaperish Rashi Abirhu. So says the great Gaon and Tzaddik Rav Tzan, that according to Rashi, the explanation is that according to the Rabbanan, there's Bechal no Din of Bittel of Mitzias. In other words, that chakira that we made before, how did the Rabbanan hold? Did the Rabbanan hold that by Min B'Sheinu Min of the Bittel B'Mitzias? Rashi will say no. Rashi will say that the rabbis are consistent. The Rabbanan always hold that there's no din of Bittel B'Mitzias. Rather, always Bein Min B'Mino, Bein Min B'Sheinu Mino, Yesh Rak Bittel Ha'Isser. That the Roiv Heter is Mispashet, the Shem Heter is Mispashet, and the Miut Ha'Asser. And that's even Shayich if it's a Darvish Yishlo Matirin. Because now the Miut is Isser, and the Rov can give it a din of Heter to this Miut. Just the Chachamim said, Ad she'tochal be'Isser, tochal be'Heter. In other words, don't eat it now when the Shem Isser needs to get the Shem Heter. Eat it be'Heter Gamor afterwards. Eat it beheter gamor afterwards. So according to Rashi, it comes out. That's why Rashi says, "Acha tochlenu beheter beisser tochlenu beheter." Why eat it now beisser when you can eat it later beheter? So therefore, there's no din bittel. But according to the Ran, it's pashut that you can't say Ach tochlenu be'isser. Because remember, according to the Ran, if we're dealing with Min B'She'eno Mino, And even if we're dealing bimin b'shimin bin memina, according to the Ran, the Isser is batal. There's no more Isser. According to the Ran, there's no more Isser. Because the Isser became batal. Remember we said according to the Ran? That they're both talking about bittel. Sai in the case of min b'mino, I'm sai in the case of min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino, there's bittel b'mitzias. And min b'mino, there's bittel ha'isser. But they're both talking about cases of bittel. Either bittel b'mitzias or bittel ha'isser. And that's the Ran. Rashi holds, no, that it gets the shame rov. That when you have a miut gets the shame of the rov. So Rashi says, Darvash Eshla Matirin Zasser, Gedatche Tochlenu Be'isser, Tochlenu Be'heter. Because according to Rashi, there is no, you weren't mevatel, as we said earlier, you weren't mevatel the Sibas Ha'isser. According to Rashi, there's still a Sibas Ha'isser. Elamai, you just go bust with the shame head there. But the Sibas Ha'isser is still there. Elamai, you can follow the shame head there. So it's only the Hispashtus, the Heter Shel Rov Al Amiut, Bein B'mino, Bein B'sheino Mina. So the Sibas Isser is there, just like the Metzius is there. Like in Min B'mino. Min B'mino, the Metzius is still there. So Min B'sheino Mina, according to Rashi, the Metzius is still there also. There's still a Metzius of Isser. Elamai, we say that the Heter is Gover. The Rov Heter, he gives it a shame Heter. But Ach Tochlenu Be'Isser, Tochlenu Be'Heter. That's Rashi. But according to the Ran, you can't say that. Because according to the Ran, there's either a bittel of Metzius, if it's Min B'She'eno Mino. And that were matter, even if it's a Darvish Yishlo Matirin. Or it's a bittel of Isser. And the reason there we can't say bittel is because if it's min b'mino, we can't say bittel because now you don't have a strong contrast anymore. You have min b'mino, so there's no bittel b'mitzias. And you have Isser and Heter, which is a nice contrast, but the Isser is later on going to become Heter. And therefore there's not even such a strong contrast between the Heter and the Isser. So therefore, according to the Ran, when we're talking about Darvash Yishlo Matirin, if it's min b'mino, there's no bittel. Only if it's a Darvash Yishlo Matirin min b'she'eno mino. There's bittel because it's bittel b'mitzias. But this whole word of Ach Tochlenu Be'isser, Tochlenu Be'heter, the Ran doesn't subscribe to. Because according to the Ran, there's bittel. There's either bittel ha'isser or there's bittel ha. By min b'mino, there's bittel Hashem Isser. And by min b'she'eno mino, there's not a bittel of the Hashem Isser, but there's a bittel of the Metzius, which makes it mutter. But according to the Ran, in both cases, your mevatel, there's bittel, either the Metzius or the Isser. So don't tell me, ach tochlenu be'esser, tochlenu be'heter. Be'esser, tochlenu be'heter. Because there is no longer an Isser here. So you can't say that's pshat and darvash yishlo matirin. There's no bittel. So you used to say pshat and darvash yishlo matirin. There's no bittel, because you can't say if it's rove, if the isser is later on going to become mutter, that the heter was mevatel the isser. No, it's not a strong enough contrast, because later on the isser is going to become heter. So therefore, it's like the heter, and therefore the heter can't be mevatel the isser, because later on it's going to become heter. That's a weaker contrast. So that's why you can't say bittel by darvish yishlo matirin min b'mino. And Rashi holds no. The reason you can't say min b'mino that a darvish yishlo matirin has bittel is because the sibas isser is still there. Elamai, you follow the rov. it gets the shame of the rov hatter, and that permits it for eating. But why eat it now in this, you know, pseudo mutter state when you can eat it completely mutter afterwards? Therefore, it's min bimino. Just wait. And again, according to Rashi, what's the chiluk between min bimino and min bishaino mino? Why, if it's a darvashi yeshlo matirin, do we say that if it's min bimino, there's no bittel, and if it's min b'sheino mino, there is bittel? So the answer is that it's called like the Taras Chatas brings, brought by the Shach, and Yerodea Kuf Beis Ostalid, it says there, if it's shelo b'mino, the heter isn't called al davar ha'aser al shem davar shenisariv bo. V'avikim o'shein lo matirin. It's now all called al shem ha'heter. Since it's called Al Shem HaHeter, so Mimela we say that it's complete Heter. You're allowed to eat it, even though it's a. Normally we say Darvash Shem Lamatir and Darvash Shem Lamatir. You're not allowed to. You should just wait. But here, it doesn't remain with a Shem Isser. It loses its Shem Isser when it comes to min bimino. So if it's a darvish yesh loma, if it's not a darvish yesh, if it's darvish ein loma tirin, so min bimino, the heter, this I don't fully understand, according to this mahalach. But if it's min bimino and darvish ein loma tirin, so it's called al shema heter. But if it's a darvish yesh loma tirin, that's not enough. Since there's still Sibas Isser involved, so you already wait, even though it's called Al Shema Heter, but there's still Isser involved, so you wait till you can eat a Heter Gamor. But when it comes to Min B'She'en Omino, that's called Heter Gamor. There's no Isser here at all. Not because of Bittul, but because it's called Al Shema Heter. Again, there's no Bittul Isser, and there's, if it's Davar Shish Lamatir, there's no Bittul Isser, there's no Bittul B'Mitzias. And we said that according to Rashi, Rabbanan ein b'chal din shel bittul b'mitzias. All there is bittul ha'iser, that the rov of the heter is mispashet dino al miut ha'iser. That's the bittul we're talking about. That the rov heter, the shame of heter, is mispashet on the iser as well. And the rov gives the din of the heter to the miut. But it's still iser. So therefore, if it's a darvish yesh lamatirin, wait until you can eat it peheter. It has a shame. There's still a sivas iser here, but since it has a shame heter, you're allowed to eat it if it's ein lo matir. But if it's yesh lo matir, wait until it has a heter. Mashen kein, when it's min b'shein o mino, apparently the iser is completely erased, and therefore you don't even have to wait. But again, like we said, according to the Ran, it's a completely different mahalach. Because he says that the Isser is Batel Lagamre. There's no more Tarobis. So you can't say, Ach Tochlenu Beheter, Be Isser, Tochlenu Beheter, there's no more Isser here. So what's the Ran's Pshat? The Ran's Pshat is that there's, that the, the rabbis agree. The rabbis agree that there's bittul. Avada, there's bittul. There's bittul b'mitzias. If it's min b'she'en omino. Rak b'min b'mino, there's no bittul b'mitzias. Min b'mino, there's bittul l'iser. But in both cases, there's bittul. In both cases, there's no more Isser, either because the Metzias was batal or because the Isser was batal. So you can't say Ad Shtochlenu Behetter, Tochlenu Beisser. Ad Shtochlenu Beisser, Tochlenu Behetter, but instead of eating a Bisser, eat a Behetter. Because there's no more Isser, the Isser is gone. The only thing is if it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, then that's not a Metzias of Isser. If it's Min B'She'eino Mino, so the Metzias is gone, there's no more Isser. But if it's Min B'Mino, and if it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you can't say there's no more Metzias of Isser, because you can't say there's going to be a contrast here, that the Heter is going to be Mevatel the Isser. Because later on, it's going to become Heter, so therefore it's not Isser dik enough. There's no bittul. Okay, there's obviously a ton more to say, so hopefully we'll be zocha to continue. We still haven't resolved everything. So we should be zocha to see continuing the flows mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.